Joseph, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What do you think of playing for the team potentially that you had to play against so many important times?
You know what? Actually, I'm excited to be in a part of the team. It's a great opportunity for me. I've seen them playing over the years, playing against them over the years, so you know, I'm coming to a good organization.
How do you feel about being? You're kind of the veteran of that group that's out there right now.
I feel good. I mean, yeah, young guys like Stephen really that went to LSU like I did, so I got a chance to teach some of the guys and be a part of that and kind of see how the Patriot goes about it. And last couple of days we've been working together, really trying to get the thing rolling. So it's been a good start. I think it'll end well.
Joseph, what are some of your impressions of those two young guys, Ridley and Vereen?
Real energized guys, very motivated, eager to learn, want to do good. So you got guys like that, it's easy to teach. So you always want to come in there with the right mindset and help those guys.
Obviously, you played with Peyton Manning for many years. What's it like so far, the interaction with Tom Brady?
Tom's been helping me out a lot. He's been showing me things, teaching me, explaining things to me, and understanding that it's going to take a while for me to get it, but I am getting it, and it's a great experience to play with him.
You come from one passing offense to another, but how similar or different are you seeing the offenses?
I mean, to me, it's all about playing ball. Got a great chance to be a part of this ball club and do what they do here, and I'm very excited about that.
What's happened the last couple of years with you? I mean, you talk about playing ball, and you haven't done much of that.
Injuries, you know, injuries are a big part of football, and the only thing I can do right now is moving forward, and the medical staff over here has been great to me as far as getting my body right and getting ready for this upcoming season.
Where would you say you're at?
It's hard to say because it's still early.
Well, no, just this stage of your career in general.
I feel good. Yeah, I feel good at this time.
Joseph, your versatility is something that's always been a strength for you, being able to catch balls out of the backfield, things like that. That's been a kind of a role that Kevin Fox had here. How do you see yourself fitting in that regard?
And whatever coach has asked me to do, I'm doing it. It's always team first with me, so he wants me to run, catch, block. Whatever he wants me to do, I just want to be a part of it.
That's one of the things that Bill Belichick values a lot, too.
Yeah, and that's, I think that speaks very highly on a player that can do more than one thing. So if he has me doing more than one thing, I'm excited about that.
Were there any other teams involved, or was it just the Patriots for you? And did you have to make a decision?
Say that one more time.
Were there other teams involved for you?
As far as
where you went from?
Yeah. I mean, it's other teams. There's always other teams. Don't want to get into the numbers, but it just that's something my agent in the ball club handles. And for me, I think the Patriots was the best fit.
In terms of having options at this stage in your career, how important was it to have that respect, and maybe why choosing the Patriots of all the options you did have?
You know what? I think the Patriots, as far as what they do, I mean, they do a lot on the offense side of the ball, and I see myself really fitting in, and it was a smooth transition coming from Indy to here.
There was a lot of debate of who the team of the decade was, Colts or Patriots.
You have as far as that, I'm still young on that. I can't call that. I'm a Patriot now.
But you're okay being a mentor to the young guys and helping them along?
I mean, it's a team sport, so no matter what, you want to help guys, if you're young, if you're old. So that's never been a problem to me. At the end of the day, it's a team, and it's about winning.
When you came out for the draft, did the Patriots show interest in you?
I think they did. I can't. I just know that draft day, the coach picked me up. So I really can't say who showed interest. I know the Patriots were one of them, and it was against me and Maroney. I don't know how that went back then, 2006, but now I'm here.
Sorry if you answered this one already, but just you know, having played on one side of this rivalry for so long and coming in here, what's that transition been like in the first couple of weeks?
I mean, it's been smooth. Everybody's been helping me out getting acclimated to what's going on here, so I'm excited to be in a Patriot now. So I think the future is going to look good.
And it's a team at running back that's relatively young. Do you feel like, you know, your experience is something that just the experience alone is going to be able to help the running back group?
I think so. I've seen a lot. I can show some of the young guys what they may see, what's going to come up in the near future. And also I can get some help from those guys because I'm a new guy also. So I think it's going to help both. both sides.
How healthy do you feel going into training camp this year?
I feel, as of right now, I feel good. I feel good, but it's still a work in progress. And then the training staff, the doctors, they're doing everything they can to help me out.
Too early to break down the comparisons between Caden and Tom?
Yeah, it's this. I'm a Patriot now, so that code, that's behind me now.
Is it odd putting on that gear for the first time?
Nah, not really. I mean, team you get drafted on, 9 times out of 10, you won't end on that team. So it just so happened I come this way.
Have the past few years been frustrating with the injuries?
I think anytime you have injuries, it's frustrating. But it's football and it happens. So, I mean, all you can do is just move forward.